This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. I'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. That's USAprepares.com. And, class, we're having, I'm looking at the data traffic on one of the screens, and we're having some technical difficulties. If I get disconnected in Missouri, I will reconnect very quickly. So I just want to let you know that may happen during this broadcast. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. I love being with you. You're so... Go get them.
Well,
like sleepy watching you run around, and I'm not the energy I want. Yeah,
well,
you know, the droopy eyes, droopy, and I watch you running around. I said, "Good for him."
I was at the Get Prepared Expo number 7, Rick, and you know, I was talking to the cops, and like they were hands on their hips, you know, ready to attack. And after it was all over, some of the exhibitors were watching me in the back there, and it was just me against the cops. And one of the guys said to me, "Man, you don't back down."
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the deal. You like to fight. That's the deal. You go out looking for it. Oh, talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Well, no, actually, that, you know, I didn't go out looking for one. They came in looking for one. That's what they do.
Well, the difference between one part of your state and the other. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Here's an interesting...
They're that way here, and they're not that way there. What's that about? How does that work?
Let me give you an example. There's a... let me say it this way. So what would you do if you saw a cop, you know, in trouble, you know, bleeding? What would you do? Hold that thought. Hold that thought. So this cat is bleeding. And these people see this cat bleeding, and they call the police because they don't know what to do. So the cop comes, sees the cat bleeding, and shoots the cat in the head. Shoots the cat in the head.
Has many definitions.
Yeah, and so that fixed the problem, right? So then it's like, wait, what? You know, we're calling for help, not for an execution. And so the cat is examined by a veterinarian and said, you know, the cat had an injury, but it wasn't life threatening. But the bullet hole was.
Yeah,
you know,
that's like Templar in the early morning looking down on a sleeping village, and he said, "Kill them all. Let God sort out his own." It's a mentality that's happening now everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Let me share something else, Rick. We got a call this morning at the farmhouse from Mike Parsons' wife. Mike Parsons is in jail in Tipton County, Tennessee. Let me explain a little bit about what's going on. So he's been arrested, handcuffed. He's been in prison multiple times, you know, 12, 14 months at a crack. And his crime, allegedly, is, he didn't commit a crime. He ran for office, and he won, and he was going to sort out the irregularities and the corruption in his county. He was going to clean up his county. Well, that couldn't happen. Those in power decided that they were not going to let him get away with cleaning up their county and arresting, you know, arresting the government officials and employees and so forth. So they came after Mike Parsons. Well, Mike has decided that he was going to, you know, he can make some phone calls. And he is doing these audio commentaries from jail. Well, I have a couple of them. I've been sent them. And I can hear Mrs. Parsons, Mike Parsons' wife, on one end of the conversation clearly. Mike Parsons' audio is almost unintelligible. So it sounds like slow motion. Sounds like that. Now, this is recorded live by Mrs. Parsons. So what is it that is being done on the signal coming out from the jail? What are they doing to make this recording not usable? So that's one recording. I get another recording, and what's this one like? This one has got like echoes and rings, and that's not usable. So I have a feeling, and I can't prove this. This is just my thoughts. What could it be? I think that the signals on the telephone calls are designed so that they can't be reproduced and listened to by another party later on. That's just my thought. I can't prove it, just my thought. So then Mrs. Parson lets us know that a Facebook page is produced, a Mike Parsons Facebook page. Isn't that nice? Mike Parsons does not use Facebook. His family does not use Facebook. And this Facebook page is discussing people who are in incarcerated with Mike, and it's talking about them. This may get Mike Parsons killed. Now, Mike Parsons is not ratting out anybody, and the video that I have, or the audio that I have from him, states in Mike Parsons' words, but it's unintelligible unless you really listen very carefully, and I'm not going to play it because unless I can clean it up. So that you can understand what he's saying, because adding a little more distortion and on the radio and so forth, it will be very, very hard to hear, especially on AM radio. And we have a lot of AM radio stations that carry this broadcast. Bottom line is, Mike Parsons believes that the government has created a Facebook page in his name, naming the names of prisoners that Mike doesn't even know the names of, discussing them to get Mike Parsons beat up, hurt, or killed by other prisoners.
The real criminal is not the one in jail, it's the one running it.
Isn't that
interesting, the way America has turned corporate?
Yes. Yes. And when I lived in Virginia, there was a push to have a private prison in the little hamlet next to our hamlet. As a matter of fact, they wanted to put a private prison right next to our farm. I mean, diagonally across from our farm. And they had this Shaw Corporation, I think it was a rug mill. And they abandoned the rug mill, and next thing you know, hey, we can have a private prison, and we can have 300 prisoners, and they're ready for release, and wow, what, boy, we can employ 110 people. This is like the best thing that happened to our little hamlet.
I said, have you looked? Today is about big business. Cellmate, which is the telephone systems here in Oregon, criminal. And when I say that, they charge you 10 times what a normal phone call costs, and they spend half of it talking about what you can't do before they actually give it to you. You know, the whole thing is usury and needs to be revisioned, just like everything in America.
Well, I have received those phone calls from jail and prisons. It seems that we have a following in the prisons across the United States here at USA Prepares.
You know, what they're doing in Oregon, that's why we won't give them budgets. Every election, they're always whining about needing more cells. They need more cell room. They need more this. They need more that. And none of us will vote it. And even still, it'll get on the ballot each time trying.
Well, Rick, this hour and next hour, I would love if you would chat with us about some of the neat things that you've done. Here's why. In your life, you've starting at very early as a teenager, you've done some incredible work. But you know, I've had a chance to be in the car with you. I've had a chance to sit at the kitchen table with you here at the farmhouse. We've gone to restaurants with some of our expo students and instructors. We've done seminars together. We've traveled together. I mean, we've done some really fun things. But not everybody knows some of the things that you've done. And we have a lot of new students listening to this broadcast that's worldwide right now. So during the next 2 hours, if we could talk about that, I'd appreciate it. But right now, we've got... we've got Keith in West Springfield, Massachusetts.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, welcome, Keith.
Hi, Vincent. How are you? And how's Dr. Miller this morning?
Very well. Very well. Welcome.
Call me Richard or Ricky Rocket or Rick.
Okay, Rick. I'll leave it. Keep it simple, right? Okay, Rick. I got turned on. I found out about USA Prepares because I believe Vincent was a guest at some point on the Joyce Riley show. I believe that's where I picked up on him. Am I correct in that? Were you ever a guest on her show?
Yeah, I was at Joyce Riley's house in her studio at her farm in Missouri. I was invited over there, had dinner with Joyce Riley at her farm, and there were several of us there. There were actually four of us, and four USA Prepares instructors were there. So yeah, I was at Joyce Riley's house, and
well,
I was in her studio. Uh-huh.
Well, I think then she must have made mention of your program, and that's how I started listening to you probably a little over a year ago. To make a long story short, I only occasionally listen to Joyce Riley's show, and I guess I'll have to hang on.
Yeah. And by the way, Joyce Riley has been to, I think, every single one of our Get Prepared Expos. She's presented at our meetups, and so I know Joyce Riley. Wow. So we'll be right back. Keith, just hold that thought. Going into a commercial break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And Keith in West Springfield, Massachusetts. We were going into break, and please continue.
Well, as I said, I occasionally listen to the Joyce Riley Show, and I was doing so last Friday, April 29th, the end of the first of her 3 hours. She was, you know, her first hour traditionally is news, you know, news of the day type stuff. And she quoted a story that she had read from Liberty News Daily, which I'm assuming is an online news news source. Anyways, the story was about a class action lawsuit was settled over a diploma mill that apparently had made tens of millions of dollars. It was run by a gentleman named Mr. Qureshi out of Karachi, Pakistan, but actually run out of a P.O. box in Texas. Make a long story short, he for $575, you could, as she was explaining, you could get a doctorate. If you can believe it, that's at least that's what she had said, and that's what the class action lawsuit settled, $22.7 million to the plaintiffs. And but during the mentioning of this story, she said, "Well, one of our guests, you know, one of our guests, a doctor, you know, Richard Miller, was she said was a graduate of that particular online." College course. And
let me stop now so we can cut to the chase. I'm going to do this once only, and if GNC doesn't like it, it's too bad. Here it goes, Joyce. When Joyce sent that to me, I explained and sent her my detailed, complete, honest resume. Now, what happened, and this is what I told Joyce, and isn't it interesting that she's not focusing on Obama? When I did that at age 68, it was because I had to write books and go back to living at 68 years old because of my little girl dying of leukemia. And to do that, Nick Begich, who's also got a PhD like that, he told me I needed that to sell books. So I did it. At the time I did it, that was an honest university that contacted Delaware, MIT, and I have all of the graduate work I did. It's all laid out. There it is. I sent that to Joyce. And she has all that information on exactly who I am and where I've been and why I did what I did. And what happened is that guy from Pakistan later took a valid university that does it on the body of my work. There's my grades. There's my doctor. There's my thesis topic that I did. Da 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 da. And what happened is they then went out and tried to blackmail all the different people with their bogus doctorates because they were putting them on books like me. Da 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 da. And what happened next was I just refused. And now, just to make things right, Dr. Stanley Kushner is going to try to get me into Saybrook Institute, and Washington State University has said that I can get an honorary doctorate from them if I teach one summer. I haven't been able to do that because I'm broke like everybody else, and that would mean for a whole summer I would be just teaching a graduate course in resonant physics. As it turns out, I have 2 years of graduate work at Delaware, and then another 2 years in different universities doing courses, like at MIT and other places that I have taught, Harvard. Now, Boeing hired me as a GS-10 when I was in graduate school, and they brought me home from Delaware. Why I didn't get my master's there was because of a technique that a graduate schools like law enforcement do when they have a good graduate student, they give them a bogus doctorate to work on, and then they told me the assault that I did was done at Lehigh, and I had to do it again. They keep their best graduate students over me for another year. And I just went to work for Boeing, and the rest is history with my work in military. And I didn't even get that until later when I had to go back to work and write books. Now, the knowledge base, it stands as its own, and that's that.
Rick Miller's with us. Class will return right after these few
Hunters,
short
points. Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingshots.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's BEESPA.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick Miller's with class, and Keith, did you have something else you'd like to say?
Well, yeah, I wanted to thank Rick for clarifying that. Not that I had any real doubts per se. I just thought it was. I thought if anyone else was a listener to that particular program and was all, obviously a listener to USA Prepares and knew Rick, Dr. Miller, that. But you know that they might be concerned about hearing that, and he summed it up quite handily.
By the way, it was a valid degree when I did it, because it cost me $1,500 to have, $1,500 to vet and contact. And I sent Joyce, just for the record, not only that, my grades and transcripts from Delaware and MIT. What she chooses to say and not say is called counterintelligence or lying by omission. And she, never mind, I'm not going to, it's okay, it's valid. And as such, I have no problem with that. It's just I'm surprised that that's the most important thing for her to talk about when you realize that Obama isn't even, was born in this country, and that it goes down, the list goes down from there.
It's, Keith, I've got a question for you, Keith, in West Springfield, Massachusetts. What do you think of what Rick Miller brings to the table here at USA Prepares every Thursday for 2 hours? He volunteers. He does not get paid. What do you think about the information he brings?
Well, it's a bit enigmatic in that almost every time I've heard him speak on your program, it's been a different topic. And I thought, much like yourself, that I've worn a lot of hats in my life, and I've gained a lot of life experiences in many different areas. And he puts me to shame. He's like an onion. You know, every time I listen to him, another layer gets peeled off, and it's like, so he did that too, and he has experience with that also?
No, I'm a grumpy old man. I like to put it off. I don't talk about my artificial arm either.
Oh, goodness. Well, I won't ask the story behind that.
I can't even pick my nose with that arm. It's really awful. Only my
killer
knows.
Oh, goodness. No, I mean, I guess it'd be nice to know for my own interest my own satisfaction. I mean, if you had to pick this up.
And that's what's happening in a lot of these things now, is that it starts off with good intention, gets hijacked by a bunch of criminals, like the court systems and the rest of it, and then usually for blackmail and other things of that nature. And like Vincent, I'm not looking for a fight, but if they would take a punch at me, they better do a really good job, because if they don't, I'm going to get them.
I have no doubt. Don't get mad, get even. If you had to pick, I don't know, just a few. I don't even know how many. If you had to pick, what would be the highlights of your? And the highlights is the wrong word. What would be some of your stronger areas of expertise?
The reason I've never been on Joyce's show is because of my occult background. I've never talked about that, but I'll tell you, and this is for the record now, for everybody listening, I didn't go into the occult because I'm black. I went into it to armor up. When I came out of graduate school, I was rushed by a bunch of weird lodges, just like high school kids are when they go to college. And I had to armor up, just like I have to on a lot of other things, and get a knowledge base to protect myself. I've actually taught, and this is another one, you can go vet it out, I actually taught metaphysics at Harvard as a graduate level course. And to do that, you have to have the credentials, and I did, for them.
No, I wasn't aware of that, but they don't open the doors at Harvard for someone to teach.
I did it for 11 years, just another for the record. John Mack was one of my students that took that course, and because of that, he started his alien abduction studies, and the point I made to John was, you can't do this to prove or disprove the existence of God. What you can do is treat the trauma that this person has obviously encountered.
Well, that's certainly an area I haven't delved into, but
there's a lot of it out there now. There's new stuff called targeted individuals, Is it real? I don't know that part. It may be one of those kinds of areas that the answer is not knowable, like God. You know, God, by definition, is that which cannot be known. And so if you start with that definition, what are you doing now? Trying to waste your time on something when it's not going to be possible. I can tell you this. You have two choices. Man has choices. You have fear or faith. Both are semi-illusionary. Which one makes you feel better? How's that for an overall broad sweep of the hand brush?
Well, it's very broad, but not broad enough. But I'm sure that Vincent has much more for you to do over the next hour. And
well, we're constrained on, you know, I can take pot shots, hosts can't, and so there's rules of engagement. And now, guess who's been put on my radar? That's a warning.
Say that again. Guess who's been put on? No, I didn't hear you. I apologize.
I know. I'm speaking in metaphor, and the person that needs to hear that did or will. And so there it is, written in stone.
Rick, we're going to leave it. Rick, we're going to leave it at that. Keith, I want to thank you for your call.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't say anything.
Thanks.
But
yeah.
You know what? There's a lot of really important things going on right now, like that law enforcement, the court systems, jail, Obama. Mm-hmm. There's some important things that need to be uncovered.
Yeah.
Let's
Keith is gone.
That.
He Keith left. And so, Rick, I'd like to say something about this story. I have it in front of me. And the story is published on LibertyNewsDaily.com. LibertyNewsDaily.com is way down, about 60% down on the page. So if you got a scroll bar, you'll be able to scroll down. And the this post is called Bogus Degree Scandal Snares Countless Victims. But only one victim is listed, and that's you. And I know who wrote the story. I know who wrote the story. His name is Sam Bushman. I know who is the owner of Liberty News Daily. That's Sam Bushman. And there's no byline on this story. It doesn't say it's written by Sam Bushman, but it was. And how do I know? Because he told me he was going to write the story. And, class, I mentioned that I wanted no part of this. No part of this whatsoever. As a matter of fact, all right, so here it is. I was so angry at this story that I told Sam Bushman to take me off his network. That's how angry I was.
Well, it's okay.
Hang on. He didn't take me off his network. So I told him again, take me off his network. And I refused to take telephone calls from him. That's how angry I was. And here's why. This is absolutely not necessary. Now, this is all my opinion, class. It is not necessary to do this. Only one person was singled out by this story. Just one. Rick Miller. Only one. So I have suspicions as to why this was done. And I'm not going to talk about that, but I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed that this story came out. And here's how I explained it to Sam Bushman before it came out.
How come Sam didn't call me?
Well, he's got your number. He's got my number. And he's met you, but I don't want to talk any more about I don't want to talk any more about, I'm not going to mention any names anymore. Okay. But here's what I said. I said, this is what the Republicans are doing to each other. The Republicans are shooting Republicans.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And the Democrats, are shooting Democrats. And then the Republicans are shooting the Democrats, and the Democrats are shooting the Republicans. And here's what I said. And I said that. And here's the rest of the story. The other team, the evil team, and I'm talking about those reckless people in government who are destroying our country, destroying the world, poisoning us, all of those individuals are using our money against us. And the last thing that we need to do is to destroy our own team. We don't need to do this. And that's why, class, if you're wondering why I haven't talked about this issue until just now, when Keith called, is because I didn't want to. I didn't want this story to have legs. But we've now been put in a position where we have to. And here's my question. Well, let me tell you the rest of the story when we come back. And then I'll tell you my question. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, top.
Why should I have got your
when you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Cliff Eyes with us, and his website, halfpasthuman.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this report, it's right there. And future reports as available, same location, halfpasthuman.com. Cliff, a couple quick things I'd like to talk about, but one is the nuclear disasters, if you have any more information on hyperinflation. But Joey from Michigan had a question, and his question was one that I'm sure many people would like to ask. Where should we go? Is there one location that's better than another? Is Michigan better than Missouri? Or is Missouri better than Michigan? Or California? Or the East Coast? Or in the mountains? Or where? Do you have a thought?
I get that question a lot. It's very difficult to answer because it comes down to personal fate. Your personal fate in Denver might be very bad, but your personal fate in Michigan, which might suffer some kind of catastrophe in general, might be very good. In my way of thinking, universe places us where we can learn the most and do the most good to help people. So frequently I tell people that are afraid to travel or whatever but have to go or wish to relocate that universe is going to take care of putting you where it thinks you need to be. And so my advice is really, I think, presumptuous and really not necessarily beneficial to anyone. Plus, if I say, well, it looks like so-and-so place is going to do really well, you know, someplace in Oregon or Montana or something, then maybe lots of people will move there and change the nature of things. One thing I've learned in the 20-plus years of dealing with future forecasting is that universe will have its surprises. And the more we are fixated on a particular kind of an outcome, the more that outcome will not happen. So I just... Okay. have a tendency to say, sorry, I can't answer that in a meaningful fashion for an individual.
Okay. Quick question. And are we the remnant, those who are listening and preparing and researching and studying and planning and acting on those items of research and planning? Are we the remnant, in your opinion?
No, we're the leaders. The way humanity works is that about 75% of humanity just basically is out for, you know, they don't understand why they're here. They're not really paying that much attention. And you went to school with these guys. Unfortunately, yeah, for them, they have to react to the planet the way the rest of us do. And no, we're the those people that are preparing and so on. We're the ones that are leading us all into the next turning of the planet, into what's coming. This shift in we're coming through a primary shift that's going to hit us in so many different ways that 15 years from now, you will think the conditions you're living under then, if you look back, you'll think those were two separate planets, two separate experiences in two separate lives. It's going to be that different. And we're going to be out there leading, even us old guys, you know, as long as you've got the wherewithal mentally, you'll be the one blazing the trail.
Nuclear disasters. You'd mentioned that. I'd like to come back to that before we run out of time, and we only have a couple minutes.
Yeah, they're we're really set up for them. Okay, we went through a period in the 40s and the 50s where we in early 60s where we went crazy building nuclear reactors all around the planet under a certain assumption that was not valid, and now we're going to have to deal with those because we never planned how to deal with decommissioning them and so on. Plus, we had not anticipated the expansion of the planet that's going to do some rather odd things, like make rivers move to new courses. So you might suddenly find yourself in Missouri, receiving the output of a river from Tennessee if things shift badly enough. And while that might be good for you watering your crops, it's not going to be too good for the nuclear power plants that used to depend on that river for their cooling water. So our data for a long time has held that in the southeast, we're going to see a river change course such that multiple nuclear power plants are affected, and it'll cause some level of migration away from that area. Now, new hints in our long-term data that'll probably be in this next report or the one after it are going to the idea that recent changes in scientific understanding may be leading us over these next 10 years to a way to deal with nuclear radiation.
What a fast hour.
It went. It disappeared. Yes.
Cliff High, I really want to thank you for being with us today, and as your schedule permits, I know that you are really, really busy in the coming months, but we look forward to seeing you again and again. I hope that you take this information seriously and begin your own research and study what you've learned and prepare for your survival. Cliff High, thanks so much. HalfPastHuman.com. HalfPastHuman.com. Thank you again, Cliff.
Thank you very much, Vincent.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.